obviously, the connection with Brandon and Sean must have been part of the reason, but if you could maybe expound on what brought you here ultimately.
A couple of different things, but mostly just being familiar with the defensive scheme. Not having to go over to a different team and go through a whole new playbook. So that was probably the biggest thing, was just being real familiar with the playbook here.
Can you define that, Star, as far as like what it is about your familiarity with that and in your particular role, why that is something that, of course, would make the most sense for them? If you could define how your understanding, what that understanding is and what your role is in that scheme.
My role is whatever the team needs me to do, whatever the defense needs from me, I'm going to come in and just work, do whatever we need to do, get some wins, and team did a great job going to the playoffs last year, so help us go a little bit further. And then just as far as being familiar, Coach McDermott was part of the organization in Carolina when I was drafted, so I know him, Brandon Mean, so... like I said, the playbook's a huge thing for me. So.
What is your relationship with Sean like and Brandon Bean like?
It's a good relationship. And I enjoyed the time I had with Coach McDermott in Carolina. He was a great coach. So being able to play here, play for him again, was, like I said, part of why I decided to come here.
Star, knowing that your future was somewhat up in the air, even maybe as like last summer, when you were being asked about, you know, your future, your contract, knowing that Sean was here and Brandon Bean were here, did it even cross your mind? When did it first cross your mind that the Bills might be a possibility of this whole process?
Really just when my agent started telling me. You never know being in this business, you never know where you're going to be next, so you never know what will happen. They don't really tell you too much, but grateful that I was here.
Seeing how this defensive line has kind of taken shape over the last three days here, how excited are you about the possibility, knowing you've got Trent on the edge now with Jerry Hughes, and then you'll be lining up next to Kyle? Just your thoughts about
that? Yeah, I'm excited, man. Yeah, I mean, had opportunity to play with some real great players in Carolina. So coming here and to be a part of this defensive line and this front, this defense, and this it's exciting for me. A guy like Kyle Williams, I've been a big fan of his. So coming here, have the opportunity to learn from him as well as play alongside him, would be great.
And Star, you know, back to the whole role thing, it sounds like it's not about how many tackles you accumulate, how many sacks you're going to get. Is it more about sort of the team fit thing? Is that what's emphasized?
Like I said, I'm here to do what the team asks of me, what they need from me, produce too as well. But like I said, the team comes first, what they need from me, that's what I'm going to do. So whatever the coach is asking me, that's what I'll do.
What do you know about Kyle Williams?
I know he's a heck of a player. He's got great versatility, great athleticism. You saw him running the ball last year. He's got a couple touchdowns under his belt. So, I mean, he's just, from what I hear, he's a great leader, a great locker room guy. So, I mean, just everything that you want out of a veteran and one of your leaders. So, you know, like I said, I'm excited to play with him, play with the D-line and the defense.
Do you take pride in maybe trying to free up your teammates to make plays?
If doing what I do helps others be great at what they do, then that's fine. I mean, like I said, I was part of a front that had some real good players in Carolina, so I helped them, but at the same time, they helped me, and I think that's exactly what will go on here. Everybody's going to help each other.